崔院长，大家同志各位好，我文版就说了一下，大家都很认真，还不错啊。那些作业啊，作业，希望能够在明天呢，课程下午完了、能够交出来啊，作业。我们从现在开始啊，就要上的是临界辩证，临界辩证啊，临界辩证呢。大一点点啊，临界辩证啊，这个海外宣教班的了，已经上了24个小时了啊。那么呢，他们要和我们一同结束，一同测验啊。所以呢，我们啊10几个小时要追上他们，因为他们下午和明天没有上，所以我们呢，我们就可以啊。我们跑高速公路，他们跑普通路嘛，所以我们现在是要赶上他们啊。他们刚才要来再来听了，我说都一样的，不要来听了，都一样的啊。所以要还你啊，要还你，好，
干嘛？
我们这个课程呢，一共啊分十一章，
11 chapters。
那么在第一章啊，就讲概论。
The first chapter is introduction。
第二章啊讲物质和灵界的说明啊。
Second chapter talks about spiritual realm。
三章、四章是讲神的存在和
The number 3 and 4 talks about the existence of God and the evidence.
那第五章就讲各种灵的区别。
Number 5 talks about discernment of different spirits.
那么六、七、八、九就是每一种灵的详细说明。
Number 6 to 9 talks about detailed description of all the kinds of spirits.
那么第十章呢，还讲这个圣灵和邪灵的分别。
Number 10.Differences between Holy Spirit and
Evil Spirit. 最后一章呢，就是讲实力，对魔鬼作祟的那些实力怎么判断，怎么处理。
Last chapter talks about how to deal with the evil spirit work.
那我们呢，现在讲第一章。
Chapter 1.
第一章是讲灵界辩证的目的。
The purpose of spiritual discernment.
还有讲重要性。
And its importance.
再讲困难。
And difficulties.
那第一个单元讲灵界辩证的目的。
The first unit is the purpose of discerning
spirit. 灵界辩证的目的有四点。
Four points.
我们为什么要学习这个课程
？Why we need to study this class?
目的是什么
？What's the purpose?
第一就是为了要明了这个灵界的各种奥秘。
That is to understand the mystery of the spiritual realm.
我们这个灵到底是怎么样的一种灵
？What kind of spirit is this？
这个灵呢，它有多少？它有多大
？How big? How small is it？
这个灵到底住在哪里
？Where the spirit dwell？
它怎么生活的呢
？How is its life？
从哪里来？往哪里去呢
？Where it comes from and where it's going？
它长得怎么样呢
？How it look like？
到底做些什么事
？What is it doing？
它有多大的能力
？What is the power？
所以有的人说这个世上根本都没有这个灵的存在。
Someone said there's no spirit exists in this world。
只有物质。
There's only material。
有的人说到处都是有神。
Someone said God is everywhere。
或者物质也是神。
Or even physical things is God. Or even the star and the heavenly host of God. Whether the spirit is God or evil. Someone said, man die and become ghost. So when men die, everyone
afraid.
So that means in the tomb in the graveyard, there's lots of ghosts and no one dare to go there.
他刚说人死了病鬼了晚上才会出来白天不敢来了
And someone say, oh man become ghost so they are not to go out at night Actually, ghost is not from dead person. But there's a wrong concept. What is it? You said when men die, you will not become ghosts, but you see ghosts everywhere, right? Will man come back when he dies? You say no? How come some people see the dead relatives come back? And they tell the relatives about some event. What is it? This is a mystery. So this is a very mysterious thing. Some people do not believe in God or evil spirit. Is it?
Exists.
So the first purpose of learning this class that is to pursue understanding the mystery of the spiritual realm. Because spirit is invisible. Someone said you have to experience the faith. And you have to do experiments of science. Because science you need to touch, you need to show people. But however, we have this class, we cannot show you a spirit. You cannot say you touch the spirit. So it's so difficult to understand. But we study this class to pursue the understanding. How can you understand what kind of spirit is this? It's the purpose of our learning. The second point. To distinguish between good and evil spirit. Whether it is good or evil. Understand the origin of all the spirits. Their nature. Their power. And the most important of all is to understand their relationship with us. If we cannot discern, if you want to make friends with evil spirit, they will harm us. They will harm the life to come. So we do not understand. We may be deceived. Just like there are many, many people in this world. Some good men, some bad men. Same as the spiritual realm. Good spirits are positive and good. They are good and kind. But rather if you do not understand spirit, you cannot trust it. You cannot rely on it. So if the spirit is good for us, if no harm, you think that you can accept, receive that spirit. We can have the blessing and help from him. So the second point is to discern all the spirits. Because there are all kinds of spirit in the end time, and if we are not able to discern, we will be easily deceived, be harmed by them. Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 1-5. Here said the Spirit clearly said, in the later times, there is an end time. Jesus will come. Some will abandon the faith. and follow the deceiving spirits and things taught by demons.
It's
because of the hypocritical liars whose conscience have been seared, and they will stop other people to marry, and they order them to abstain from certain food. So at the end time there will be doctrines of demons. So we can see that Satan has his own doctrine. For example, those fortune teller, they can say things so clearly. They look at your face, look at your hand, touch your bone. They can tell your fortune. They can tell your past, tell you about your present and your future. If you don't trust them, they said woo to you. They can clearly tell what happened to you in the past. They have their own doctrine. So many people believe in them. So we are here to learn to discern the teachings, even though it seems right. But rather we have to learn how to discern, even though what I speak is right, but rather we decide whether it's from God or not. Satan has his own teaching.
It
seems right, but rather it's wrong. So we have to learn how to discern the spirit.
我们看提摩太的后书,
2 Timothy
第四章,
chapter 4
第三节,
verse 3.
提摩太后书的第四章, 第三,
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3.
这里说, 时候要到, 一定有人啊, 厌烦成正的道理。
He said, well, the time will come when people will not put up with the sound doctrine.
对,多花样啊,不,
然后according to the desire, they will add lots of new teachers.
也就是说，他讲的道也不是纯正的道理。
That is, the word is not a sound doctrine.
那纯正的道理也不听。
They don't want to listen sound doctrine.
那么是随自己的情欲来做师傅来讲解给人听。
But rather, they teach people according to their own desire and to instruct people.
因为这个末世的很多人呢，喜欢讲那个无凭无据的话。
Because in the end time, people would like to preach something that is groundless.
所以说，我们要学习这个课程，要辨别到底是出于人的话还是神的道。
So we are here to learn to discern teachings, see whether it's from God or from man.
这个魔鬼啊，在末世啊，会借着人来发明一很多的奇奇怪怪的道理。
So Satan will use men to invent lots of strange teachings in the end time.
有的虽然相信耶稣,
for example, some people believe in Jesus,
但是他不相信他是救主。
But those people do not believe Jesus is the Savior.
相信耶稣又不相信有灵魂存在。
They believe in Jesus, but rather they do not believe in the existence of spirit. They do not believe in salvation.
他说啊,
They said Jesus will come and establish the kingdom on earth. They said they will reign with Jesus. But rather they do not believe in heaven. So the end time, lots of strange teachings appearing. That is the time of deception.
我们再看以所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6。
以所书的第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6。
十一节。
11。
第六章的十一节。
Ephesians 6:11。
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。 12. You know, 这不是啊，你属血气的征战啊，是与那些执政的掌权的权，是幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Here Paul told the believer in Ephesians, that we should fight against the spiritual forces of evil. Our enemy is not man. It's not of this world of the flesh, but rather it is Satan. Satan is the one who rule over the spiritual, the evil force. Satan is a spiritual force. He's evil, he's wicked. Why we have to fight against them? Because they are against God. They want to kill the life of human. They are with authority. Because all men sin against God. They are all under the control of Satan. The reason for us is to learn this course is to know, understand him. Satan do not want to see us to have a good understanding of him so that he would not have a place to dwell. Because he has no place to hide. So he will go. So if we can discern about them, so they cannot hide themselves. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4 verse 1.
1 John 4:1. 夏娃的失败，拿来警告跟你说教会告诉他们不要像啊这个夏娃一样的失败，因为魔鬼很诡诈，借着这条蛇来引诱。那么用什么方法引诱？一方面是来是掩护他自己的存在，一方面他的话语有诡诈在。神真正这样讲吗？有没有真的这样讲吗？ 所以魔鬼用那火电的，让他离怀疑，不一定使神说必定死，是的，就是必定死。他说不一定死，用这样的话语来否定，然后让你怀疑，所以是他所在地方。他讲神的话是真理，是确定的，决定性的。那魔鬼的是模棱两可的话语，模棱也可以这样，也可以。 免得你们死，所以说这个那个夏娃回答说免得你们死，这个把神的话又给打折扣，比较轻一点，真是必定死。那么我们如果对神的话有坚定，不打折扣才有办法胜过。再来我们看11章这个13节。 13节到15节，13节到15节，这里记载说有一些假使徒，假使徒的做事的很诡诈，装为基督使徒的模样，表面上看起来他是使徒，他是传道人，但是呢他做事的很诡诈，就是当时哥林多教会呢，大概保罗有一年半在那边呢。 牧养，但是呢，他们的人才又很多，恩赐，很多人都有恩赐，大家很热心，但一个有一点就是不同心，分身合党，就是不团结。那么呢，有的人就来攻击保罗，批评保罗，让这个保罗讲话，这个信徒不听，所以里面就产生有的说。 我们属于彼得的，我们是属于这个亚波罗的，我们属于保罗的。有的人在说我们是属基督的，我们是属灵的。你们这个是属世的，你们是属是团体，我们是基督的。啊，比较要好像有的说，啊，你们这些都是不属灵，讲错不属灵，做事不属灵，啊，自己说自高，啊，自己啊在评估说我们这一批才是属灵的，也是这种情况啊。所以呢，才会教会不能团结分裂。那么十四节啊，保罗又讲，他说这没有什么奇怪，因为连撒旦也会装为光明的天使啊，撒旦会装为光明天使啊，撒旦如果他真面目出现，大家会害怕，不会受到诱惑，马上就攻破。但是撒旦也装为光明天使，你看起来他是天使，好像很光明，做事情很端正，做事情好像很光明正大。其实呢，他里面有藏着诡诈，魔鬼诡诈，想要得到啊。比如说那个亚撒龙啊，要篡位，要篡他爸爸的位，结果呢，他在那个城门那边的拉拢百姓。哦，他说：“哎，你有什么对王有什么不满啊？好像讲讲给我听啊。”他就讲：“哎呀，这不对，你有道理的。这个就是，如果我当王的时候，我一定会帮助你。用这个方法，这个叫做诡诈。他装的说：哇，我很关心这个百姓，我很关心你们。其实呢，他就是要让拉拢人来听从他。十五节说啊，所以他的贪欲。”若说装作仁义的差役，也不算稀奇，他们的阶级必然照他们的行为。所以在这个，他说啊，他的差役是撒旦，是一个领导，一个啊魔鬼啊，一个首领。那么他的差役就是魔鬼啊，也有一些使者，他要一个集团，那么也会装为仁义的差役。仁义就是说也会同情人啊。哦，或者说有爱心呐、啊，哦，有这种的装作的，不是真的爱心呐、啊，比如说世界上很多要竞选什么啊，政治思想啊，我还送你花啊，送你这个，送你那个纪念品啊，他原来在铺路了，哦，我原来你就关心这个贫穷的人，就是为自己铺路，将来要更上一层楼，是当人家投他的票。这种就是有这个阴谋，有阴谋。那魔鬼也是这样，魔鬼是有一个阴谋，要拉拢人呐、啊，拉拢人啊。比如说，乡下有很多的偶像，那、啊、这些偶像呢，他也会一变改，也会一变。他本身啊，其实他是魔鬼的工具啊。你有什么病啊？然后问这偶像，偶像就要再开药啦、啊，或者给你医好啊。哇，这个偶像太好了，对我太好了，你就被他迷了。那么有的啊，画虎变做了啊，我家里哦啊，什么为什么是常常出现有鬼呢？啊，晚上看一些人家跑来跑去呢，那怎么办呢？好像那个啊，画虎变做的来了，嚷嚷，哦，没有了，哦，昏脑术了。哎呦，这个很厉害哦，这个法术很厉害、啊、就是中了他的诡计了，他啊，这个就是他叫你信他，被他拉拢了啊，这其实他都是他的这个啊手段，他引诱人啊。我还没有信主以前呢、啊，我们还信主以前，我那个还年轻的时候呢，啊、这个我的父亲呢、啊，就是教我的这几套画几套。啊，这个画无画几套呢，也是很灵呢，很灵啊。如果说关于你吃那个啊鸡的骨啦、啊，说这个剁的骨那个啊骨头啊，梗在这个喉咙啊，我就画一个符啊啊，在这个厨房那边练一练啊，烧了下去了，用开水一喝下去了，马上好啊。那哇，这好灵哦，这厉害啊！生产困难啊，生产呢有难产困难啊。很深，那画一张符啊，给他喝下去，马上好。哇，这样哇，这么好用啊！这样迷惑了，这是迷惑人啊。那当我信主以后，这不可以用，这魔鬼的 手段。那你怎么判断这个神迹是魔鬼手段，不是从神来的？不讲真理，不讲这个问题，只有为你解决今生，解决眼前的困难，落实上今生的问题，没有解决得救的问题。这种神迹再怎么大也不对，不对，这个就是从魔鬼来的，从魔鬼来的。如果从神来的，他神，你们我们要记住，神不会做那无聊的事，神做每一件事一定有意义的，意义的，一定有目的的，有价值的。所以写实写这个神迹是要加添你的信心，就是要你这个对得救灵魂得救有关系，有关系，坚固你的信心。所以呢，我们信主要就是，你不管你过去的学了什么法术啊，什么多么高明的，不可以用，不必用，不可以用。就知道我们已经知道，我们判别这个是邪灵的工作，邪灵工作啊。所以说，我们如果明白了，我们就不会中他的计。魔鬼啊，专门专门天使啊，会拉我们人的，会欺骗人的。其实呢，他鬼胆鬼，但是自己他自己说放毒也是他，说毒也是他啊，好像有什么什么。从白蛇传啊，就是说都是有自己放毒自己说毒啊。我们那个白蛇教会以前啊，有一个叫流氓来信主的，就是在火车站那边啊，一个这个地盘啊，就是他的，叫做马宝，外号叫做马宝，廖姓龟啊，那个是以前呢、啊、在那个台北火车站，没有人。不知道，但是他手下好多啊，手下好多这个他的这个部下。如果你在这个火车站啊，这个丢了东西，发生了问题啊，你如果去找到他，马上不要几分钟，东西马上送回来，钱也会送回来。你找到他，一定有他。哇，大家都说他是好人，老大是好人啊，其实他是才是怪人啊。因为他是帮这些部下去偷东西啊，去拿东西啊，啊，去做坏事啊。你不知道他的人，他就拿来分啊，对不对？啊，如果知道他去拜拜他啊，没问题，没问题，收一下，叫他一咬，哎，马上来了，反正对不对？你看他，哇，好厉害哦，好厉害哦，这个老大好厉害。我像魔鬼是这一套的，魔鬼这一套，这个叫做诡诈。那不知道的人以为是他很伟大，他会是好人，其实是坏人。现在世上诡诈的很多，都有这种情况啊。他们说魔鬼就是有这一套，专为光明的天使，专为人意的差役，他是装作这个水族的模样，他表面上好像说他很爱你，他很同情你，其实呢他有存心啊，要怎么样的拉拢你。这个拉拢你什么意思？拉拢你就是说要让教会分裂，再来离开主的道，得救的道，就会变成这样啊。那么在我们再来看《使徒行传》二十章，《使徒行传》二十章二十八节，啊，《使徒行传》的二十章二十八节。二十八节呢，我们看到三十一节，二十八节到三十一节，二十八节记载说圣灵呢立了监督，这监督就是当地的以所教的长老。那么保罗呢总来监过，那就叫这些长老来交代说，你们呢要知道自己的责任，你们是牧者，那么神把这个教会呢就是用他的保守手救出来的，我们要谨慎的，要注意去牧羊，不要有失去了一只羊，也不要受迷惑。二十九节保罗就提醒说，我离开以后，传道离开以后，那么豺狼会来，因为你有牧人呢、那魔鬼就利用你在这空档的时候 凶暴的豺狼就进到你们中间，不爱惜羊群。所以这个就是说，魔鬼啊，就这么诡计，豺狼要进来。三十节说，特别三十节要注意的，就是你们中间也必有人起来说必谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。三十一节说，所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久昼夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们的个人。所以这一段神经圣经告诉我们呢，我们这个看顾羊群啊，要牧人啊，我们将来就是说，我们要帮助教会啊，负责人啊，要把这些信徒啊，看顾了，不要让豺狼来咬去，也不要让教会分裂，我们要让这个羊群都是很平安的啊，让这里保护他们的生命安全啊。那么这样子的话，我们要注意的就是说，有两种魔鬼啊会进来啊，比如说有那个这个其他教派，或者说其他不同的宗教，或者说这个遗传，或者说这个邪说。或者说一些这个潮流，一些时代的潮流风俗习惯，不去教会做礼拜
and go to church for service。
他的做饭就是小孩旁边
he sit beside his boy。
他妈妈在也坐在这边呢。
his mother always sit on the other side。
他告诉妈妈
he's at mom。
在这里
he's here
没有了，什么在这里
？Mom said, "No, I see nothing."
谁呀？谁在这里
？Who is here?
我说那个。
That one.
那个什么
？Who?
啊，不要乱讲，乱讲。
Don't say anything bad.
后来啊，他就自己写一个条子，叫那个讲道的人替他祷告。
And then the boy wrote a note and told the congregation to pray for him.
啊，那么魔鬼呢，也是就。大家必须让他们走在他前面。
After the service, Satan just follow him and stand in front of him.
我问他，那长得怎么样
？I ask him, I ask the boy, how does the devil look like?
他说
，He said,
很丑啊，世界上没有那么丑的啦。
It's so ugly, you cannot find anyone more ugly than him.
就是所有的人看过没有那么丑的。
I've never seen someone.Even uglier than him.
所以他一看就知道魔鬼。
So the boy noticed that he's devil.
这样他就不会被骗呢。
So that he would not be deceived.
啊，所以说魔鬼如果真面目出现，很丑很难看。
So if devil manifests himself in a true form, that all the people would be scared.
那一看出来就不会受到骗了。
People would not be threatened or be scared by him.
但是如果用一个很漂亮的这条蛇骗住他，就很难。
Rather, if he used the form of a very beautiful serpent, then people cannot discern.
一个你最喜欢的人
or use the form of the person that you love the most.
一个你最喜欢的东西
or the things that you love the most.
他要引诱你很简单
and it's very easy for him to tempt you.
只要用一根烟，一杯酒就迷你一辈子了
or a glass of drink or a cigarette.
或者用一个女人
or one woman.
一个男人
or a man.And deceive people and tempt people.
或者用个贪，你喜欢钱。
Or use your greediness.
然后就变成赌鬼啊。
And you become
赌博了。
One addicted to gambling.
那你根本不知道他就是用这诡计来引诱我们。
Because you would not know that he's using that scheme that way to tempt you.
这个很难去看出来的。
It is very difficult to discern.
大家都认为这个就是树这个人的个性
Because people is just blame it to a human nature.
所以这个有时候你喜欢看神迹
Sometimes you like to look at miracles.
他就用一些神迹奇事的迷惑人
They try to deceive you by performing some miracle.
我们来看推送人教后书
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians.
第二章
The 2
推翻人家的后书第二章
Second Thessalonians chapter 2
第九节
Verse 9
推翻人家后书第二章第九节
Second Thessalonians 2:9
这不法的人来是照撒旦的运动行各样的异能神迹 他一切虚假的骑士是真的。现在在那存人的人身上，全各样的出于不义的诡诈，因他们不领受爱神的心，使他们得救。这里记载说，撒旦阴险会玄妙，各样的异能神迹。
Here is that Satan who can display in all kinds of counterfeit miracles.
一切虚假的骑士,
and all kind of deceiving wonders and signs.
这个就是说从魔回来会显出能力的。
That is, we know that Satan can manifest in power.
那么这些神机骑士, 那么就利用这些不法的人。
So through these miracles and signs and wonders, Satan used some unlawful people.
不法的人有包括这些行邪术的,
who are including the sorcerer,
行法术的,
so magician,
相命师, 地理师,
fortune teller,
或者做偶像图人的那个鸡童,
or even the spirit medium.
为什么这些人会被利用?
Why those people would be used by Satan?
因为这些人喜欢 不守规矩啊，是常常违法的，是不法的。Because
they are the lawless one.
用非法的手段
Use some unlawful means
满足他自己的利益
To satisfy his own gain and desire. Because those people do not love the truth.
所以神认定他们啊,
So God just give them up.
就是,
Let them do whatever they want.
让他发生一种错误的心啊,
And give them a heart of delusion.
信从对这些虚假的,
so they just live according to all the deceptions.
我们再看这个第二章啊,
Let's turn to chapter 2.
从第一节看,
From verse 1,
看到第四节,
to verse 4.
这里保罗说, 主耶稣要再来啊, 我们要到他那边聚集的时候,
Here's Paul said concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, when he will gather us to him, That is the end time.
啊,且说,无论是有言,有言语,
he said, no, when there is by prophecy or by report, by letter supposed to have been come from us, saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you, and do not be afraid.
最近啊,很多啊,基督教,
Some Christianity churches, they claim that some pastor, they prophesy. The day of the Lord has come. They tell people to go to a certain place in U.S. wait. The UFO one day will come to take you up to heaven.
也有一段时间说,在非洲某一个岛屿,耶稣要来那边降临,要接
Or they claim that Jesus will come down on a certain island in Africa and to set up the kingdom. Or they said they received a revelation. All these are schemes of Satan. So Paul said, no matter by prophecy, by report, we should not be deceived. Because the inspiration is go against the Bible. The Bible clearly tells us that no one exactly knows the day of Jesus coming. So Matthew 24 tells us only the signs of the last day. But you have never been told about the exact day. But many people, they would like to prophesy about that day. So we should use the Bible.
2 Timothy 2:3
No matter by whatever means that you should not be deceived. Because in that last day many people will rebel against the truth. They would like to uplift themselves. They will like themselves to be an object of worship. That people worship him and he will be fulfilled with all the desire of leadership. People listen to him and they are very happy. These things will appear in the last day.
魔鬼啊, 欺骗谁呢?
Who is the one that Satan wants to deceive? is the one who are childish.
道理不懂的,
those who are weak in truth.
好像小孩就中了人家的诡计,
just like children, they will be easily deceived.
如果我们在灵性上不断地追求长进,
if we always pursue the growth in the faith,
我们圣经又很熟,
if we study the Bible more,
他的主张我们可以明白, 马上用圣经对照,
and we can use the word of God to discern the wicked things.
好像主耶稣,
just like Jesus.
把魔鬼, 引诱他,
when the Satan tempts him,
试探他,
and tests him,
他说, 你如果是神的儿子,
and Satan said, if you are the Son of God,
可以把石头变成食物,
you can tell the stone to be bread.
主耶稣当然有可能,
of course, Jesus has the ability.
主耶稣不这样做,
but Jesus does not do it.
不中他的计,
Jesus does not want to fall into the scheme of devil.
现圣经,
Jesus used the word of God.
在马太福音第四章,
Matthew chapter 4.
主耶稣说,
Jesus said, it is written,
人活着不是单单靠食物,
man does not live on bread alone,
乃是靠神口里所出来的话语,
but rather by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
这句话包含着说人不要只有重视肉体的
does mean that humans should not emphasize only on the material life,
应该要重视,
but we should emphasize on the word of God,
重视灵性的生命,
emphasize our spiritual life.
魔鬼有指着天上的荣华富贵那么看,
and the devil showed Jesus all the splendor under heaven.
这些都交在我手里,
he said, all of these are given unto me,
跪着拜我一下,
you kneel down to me,
我要给谁就给谁,
I'll give whoever I want so I can give it to you.
如果我们贪爱世界,
if you love the world,
就会中他的计,
we will fall into his scheme.
主耶稣怎么讲?
What did Jesus say?
肩上记着说,
it is written in the Bible,
单单要敬拜你的主,
worship the Lord your God,
要服侍他,
and serve him alone.
意思说除了这位神以外没有别的,
that means no God other than the one we worship.
对人不能跪拜, 对这个, 天使也不能跪拜,
we should not worship human or the world,
因为他根据圣经成了武器,
because God, Jesus Christ used the word of God as a weapon to fight against Satan.
魔鬼又说,
Satan said,
如果你是神的儿子,
if you are the Son of God,
你把他跳下去吧,
jump down,
带到那个圣殿的一个角落,
because he brought Jesus to the top of the temple.
天上记者会,
the Bible said he will command his angel concerning you and will lift you up through your hand, because the devil is realize Jesus using the Bible, so he want to use the Bible too. But rather, the Satan used only part of the Bible to form his argument. The Bible said when you are walking, God will command his angel uplift your hand so that you will not be struck. But rather, he's not telling you to jump down on purpose.
所以主耶稣说, 天上记者说,
so that Jesus said, it is written,
不要试探主你的神,
do not put the loyal God into the test.
故意的是叫做试探,
if you do it on purpose, that is testing God.
这样是不可以的,
that is no good.
好像说现在我们靠主吃了什么食物不会中毒,
just like we eat something, some poison thing, but we are not harmed.
你不可以说故意的把毒,
you cannot say, I want to test God by drinking some poisons on purpose.
这个就不是说,
it's not saying that you cannot be poisoned.
这叫做试探神,
that is
言之故患,
testing God on purpose.
这是无意中,
but rather, if we did it by accident, God will take care of us.
所以魔鬼啊, 他诡计,
so Satan was very
但是我们,
cunning.
要判断,
we have to be able to discern,
来对照,
use the word of God,
明白他这个不是出于, 这个神的,
understand that it's not from God.
我们再看哥林多后书十一章,
2 Corinthians chapter 11,
哥林多后书十一章,
2 Corinthians chapter 11,
休息好,
let's take a break.